Wings Pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Just like Robert Downey Jr., I'm not sure if you're allowed to like us.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm.
Is that because he's been in prison?
Well, it's kind of weird, isn't it? He kind of like went through the other side and then like...
He had a redemption arc that I think is worthy of us. And I think he's acknowledged the fact that he was bad.
He was a bad boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Tropic Thunder, obviously.
I loved him in that. What was wrong with that?
I don't think anything was wrong with it. Let's get out of it.
No, it's a great movie.
Today, we are doing the movie Sherlock Holmes. Of course, he stars in that bad boy with Jude Law.
Yeah, the Guy Ritchie movie as well. Mm,
that's right, Guy Ritchie. Now, this is a movie I think I saw in cinema at the time.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Like, everyone was really pumped about it.
Yeah, and it was actually good. I rewatched it. It was good.
It's a great movie. It really does, except the CGI. And I'm highly critical of CGI these days, and I will continue to be until someone gets it right.
There's a boat fight, and I was messaging you about this, and the chain kind of like comes out and it just looks so bad. Like, it was just one of those moments where it's like, if I was a director, I'd be like, can we just not have this? Like, it was so, it took me out of it. It was that bad.
Yeah, it would.
Jeez, are we nerds?
Yeah, we're nerds.
Yeah.
All right.
Synopsis, please, Corey.
Sherlock Holmes reinvents the legendary detective with a gritty action-packed twist set in Victorian London. The film follows Detective Sherlock Holmes and his loyal partner, Dr. John Watson, as they unravel a deadly conspiracy involving black magic, political power, and a resurrection.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams is really good this as well. I enjoyed
her. She is, as Irene Adler.
Yep, I enjoyed her.
They kill her off in the second film straight away.
Oh, spoiler!
Sorry.
Nah, it's all right. I wasn't going to watch it. Critics, 69%. Nice. Audience, 77%.
Nice.
That's about right. I think that's about right.
Yeah. I think it's pretty accurate.
It's one of those things you just kind of watch it and then you kind of, yep, that's done with that. Dispose of that.
It did revive a whole lot of interest in the Sherlock Holmes theme.
Yeah.
The book, obviously, books by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. He's the guy who wrote it. No one really touches on the fact that Sherlock was an opium addict.
They do in the TV show, didn't they, with Benedict Cumberbatch?
I think they did, yeah.
Where it's like, but they do kind of touch these.
They vaguely touched it in this one.
Which makes sense. Robert Downey Jr. was like, acting? And took that role on. But despite everything that we like about the movie, we can always make it better with the addition of one Arnie.
Yeah, he's never done a Victorian era film.
No.
And it makes sense that he should, given he's European. He could be the perfect villain in anything.
Had a big muscly guy. Well, he wasn't muscly, but a big guy.
They
big
did.
Henchman, you know. Not that Arnie would be that role, but, you know, he could belong in the movie. Before we go any further, but we do need to draw out a random character suggestion from our audience. And today we are doing...
Go on.
Santa Claus trying to go green.
That's hard.
Santa Claus trying to go green will randomly appear in one of the scenes that we are going to try and add Arnie to.
All right.
Cool. All right. First scene I want to do. I love the his deduction thing, right? Like, you know, we see it a few times during it. But at one point, Watson, he introduces his soon-to-be wife.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, like, do your special thing. Do your, like, you know, tell
your
me.
Your party trick.
Yeah, do your party trick. Tell me what you can, like, see of me just from, like, analyzing me.
Yeah.
And then he does it. I want to do... So that scene, the second it's finished,
yeah.
I want Arnie as a waiter to come in and want to go.
Great. Great.
So I think that's the one we do. All right. Wow, you really pissed everyone off, huh?
I did. Yes, I did, waiter.
What did you do?
I was doing a little... It's not really a trick. It's actually how my mind works.
Okay, cool.
I can deduce facts about somebody's life purely on their appearance.
Do me.
What?
Do me.
If I was to deduct stuff from you,
yeah.
that you would be okay if I brought up stuff
yeah,
that
course.
Perhaps might be somewhat offensive.
Try it. Let's do me. I'll sit down. They got my tables over there. It's fine. Do me. Yeah,
could you sign this waiver?
Of course.
This is just to sign your rights away.
You always have a waiver on you. That's weird.
I just don't want you to kill me. All right, let's begin.
Yeah, cool.
Number one, I see that you have some freckles on your skin.
I'm very sensitive about that. Careful.
That is skin cancer.
Oh, man.
So clearly you work in the sun a bit. You have a second job. You're a laborer.
Yep, nuts. That's it. Sunny London, as they say. Always getting that sweet sunburn. Working in sunny old London. Next, what else?
You're working that second job because you have a family to feed.
Damn it, he's got me. Yes, go on.
But you are working two jobs because your first job here actually can afford the first family because you have two families.
Uh-oh.
And this secret family does not know about the first family, and nor does the first one know about the second one.
Okay, do you want to talk about my muscles or something? About how good I've got my body in order?
Yes, we'll get to them.
Okay.
But first I want to look at the little splashes of pee-pee that you have around your groin region.
Uh-oh.
You've recently been to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Clearly that you were in a rush.
Uh-huh.
But you also appear to have what it would be a small penis, perhaps less than 1.5 inches.
Maybe you got that one too.
Looking at your muscles, your very varicose veins.
Yeah, yes, too.
I can deduce from that you are taking steroids. Now, steroids,
no,
aren't illegal. It is probably the cause of your small penis.
No. Well played, Sherlock Holmes. You appear to get almost everything right, except for one factor. I do not use steroids.
No.
Nope. Everything else, perfect. Second family, small penis, the skin cancer, all of it spot on, but
No, there's more.
Oh, no.
I can tell by the pants and the bulge in your back area that you have a tail that you're embarrassed about.
Oh, God.
It's just like
Jason
condition.
Alex Counter's character in Shallow Hell. Shit. He spotted me.
It's a genetic condition that affects only about 0.3% of Brits. And you are one of them with your strong British accent.
Oh, no.
And that's not fooling anybody either.
Oh, no.
We can tell that you're actually from Austria.
Oh, I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm going to get going.
No, I'm
okay?
Actually having a good time.
I want to go.
I'm setting into a rhythm.
Sherlock Holmes, what are you doing? Are you torturing this poor waiter?
Watson, I'm glad you came back.
Yeah, you've offended my fiance now, and you're doing this to the poor waiter. What are we doing?
No, there's more. Watch this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Job keep. Where's your boss?
My boss?
Bring him over here.
Okay, I'm going to bring my boss over. What's going on here?
I'm sorry, you jolly fat fellow. What's your name?
Oh, Claus, Santa Claus. How are we doing? Yes.
You have a name very similar.
Yes.
To Saint Nicholas.
No, that's me.
The man who brings toys and goodies to the world.
Yeah, that's me. I'm
only
Santa Claus.
On Christmas Eve. And you also own this France City restaurant?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, but I gotta do something in the 360 days a year.
That's a lot of days. Probably 5 more than there actually is.
Absolutely.
Anyway. <You're funny. laughs> I was just analyzing your fellow here.
Oh, yes.
And I just was going to do my final deduction.
Oh, yeah, what have you figured out?
As you can tell, if you were to look at the discoloration on the tips of his fingers, mm-hmm. you will notice, Santa, that he has been philandering and having his fingers inside the till and taking money home to feed his first and second family.
Yes, two families? Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about it.
One in Austria and one here in Britain.
One in Austria? How do you travel to see these? You know I'm all about nice, environmentally safe transport. Only coal boats are the way to travel, all right? No, I'm taking trains and a little horses. And also I drive cars sometimes as well.
What you know, now I'm in the mood for it.
Yes.
I wanted to analyze this big fat jolly fellow.
Oh, okay.
I can tell by your gut.
Yes?
That you have approximately 5 years to live.
I'm immortal! Wrong!
I can also tell that by the scratches on your hands that you are quite abusive to your workers, particularly those in the factory in the North Pole.
Oh, well, you could see that all over my face.
I like this guy. He is unflappable.
My question for you is, how can we go greener?
What?
Greener.
What do you mean?
I'm a very environmentally conscious Santa Claus.
I'll have you know, I walk everywhere.
Oh, that's good. What about all the heroin you take? That can't be good for the environment, or you.
No, it's not.
Hmm.
But I'm a junkie.
Oh.
And that is all I would like to disclose on my habits.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Is it cocaine?
It's cocaine!
This is so weird.
Okay, let's wrap up the scene. I gotta take a little piss.
It's going to be little, all right.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And the admin is done of Santa Claus.
So we got him out early.
First scene, bang.
Boom. See you later.
I do love the deduction thing they do in it. Like, it's very good.
Do you ever try and do that in real life?
No, because I'm not like a woman trying to figure out if a man's cheating. I always feel like they're the ones that do it. It's like, no wedding ring noticed.
Well, no, I don't do it like that.
How do you do it?
I guess I kind of, maybe I do it like that, actually.
Yeah.
I don't look for a wedding ring, technically.
What do you look for?
I just make assumptions about their face.
Douche face. Must be douchebag. Check. But you've got to start doing this internally.
Now that I think about it, I'm just making judgments before I actually know someone.
Everyone does that.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. Let's do our next scene before it gets personal. There is a moment where Robert Downey Jr., Sherlock Holmes, he's been tricked by his love once again, and he's been handcuffed to the bed.
Yes.
And one of the chambermaids comes in and finds him strapped to the bed with nothing but a pillow covering his groin as he is completely naked. Whenever I see a scene like that, I go, what's the next scene? What's the one where they free him? We obviously just get a cut scene. He goes and he's like, you know, oh, we rescued you, blah, blah, blah. I want to see Arnie as Sherlock Holmes in that scenario of him having to be freed by one of the guards who comes, or the police that free him.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
No, miss. I'm so glad you came.
Oh, it's, you're completely naked. It's not completely. It's unsightly. I'm leaving. Oh,
no, don't come back. Bring help. Send help.
Police.
Yes.
Police.
Send the police.
Yeah, I'm here. What do you need?
He's completely naked. He's completely naked in there.
All right, I'll take a look at this while we go over here, eh? Well. Let me know.
No, you can come in. The door's open.
Well, hello, what do we got? Oh, blimey. It's a bloody naked man, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm naked. I'm handcuffed.
I can almost see your Tom Dick and Harry. What are you doing there, chap?
So, anyway,
kinky exploits, eh?
Are you just going to keep cracking jokes?
I'm just making my job a little bit lighter. A lot of murders around these parts lately, and this is a bit of a fun one. It's horrific. You got to get out of here, man. What are we doing?
I'm trying to solve those murders, too, because I'm also a special consultant.
Oh, you are like a detective, are you?
Have you heard of Sherlock Holmes?
Nope.
Dr. John Watson.
Oh, I know
partner.
Him. He's a good guy. He was in the army with me.
He was a
we
good
go way
guy.
Back.
Yeah, and he works
it's
with me.
It's my fault why he's got the limp butt.
What did you do?
I accidentally stepped on his leg, didn't I?
Is that it?
Yeah, it was a hard step. He was in the trenches.
That's how's that going?
I was getting out and I accidentally stepped on his leg.
It seems like he's faking it.
No, it's real. No. I really stepped on it hard.
Well, what? I mean,
I heard a crack.
Well, why didn't you start with that?
Oh, I should have started with that. All right, let me start again. You know Dr. Watson?
Yes.
Broke his leg, I did.
Okay.
Getting out of a trench.
Can you get me out of these handcuffs?
Well, it's kind of funny. You got a little pillow covering your little balls, and then you got your ordinary handcuffed up
Nobody
there.
Nobody said they were little.
Should I get the boys and have a look at this?
No.
Get some of the boys around
this
the yard.
This will spread really fast.
Let me check, eh?
No.
Hey, Charlie, you out there?
Oh, yeah, mate.
Yeah, why don't you have a look at this, mate?
Oh, here I come.
There's a bloody geezer here with his tackle hanging out low.
No. Whoa, look at this.
You can see his bloody Yorkshire puddings, you can.
What?
All right, come on, all right. We can't all stand around here staring at his bloody brass monkey all day, can we?
Okay, you're good.
So and what do you want us to do? You want us to, like, free
anyway,
or something?
I just need you to, like, cut off the handcuffs.
Yeah.
And then there's another handcuff.
I see the one on the wrist over here. I see another one on the wrist over here.
And there's one around my balls.
Is there one under your balls, is there? How'd they get they make them that small, do they, boys? We're having a good time, aren't we?
Yes, there's a set around my ball sack.
Who did this to you, mate?
Irene Adler.
Is she a friend of yours?
Yeah.
It's like more than friends, mate.
She's a sexual companion.
You pay for that sort of thing, do you?
No, girlfriend.
I'll have you know this is a good establishment here. You got bringing in hookers in the night.
This is a whorehouse.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I guess I just treat women with a lot more respect than you do.
I told you. She is not a prostitute. She cuffed me, two arms, and my balls.
Yeah, your little bloody tackle, isn't it?
We know they're small.
They're tiny little raisinets,
anyway,
aren't they? Yeah.
I just want
your little bloody sultana brand
down
there.
Could you send somebody in?
I could do it. I've got a key right here.
Well, yeah. Well, then get to it.
I could do that one on your wrist. Let me check there.
Thank you.
And I could do the other one over
here. I'll do the balls myself now.
I'm a professional here. If I'm going to start a job, I'm going to finish a job, ain't I? All right.
Well,
just lay back and let me take care of this, all right?
All right.
All right, let me get in here.
Is it going to be okay?
Oh, it's a very tricky lock under here, sir.
We need to...
It's a combination lock. Do you want me to bring in the jaws of life?
I mean, couldn't you just cut them off?
Cut off your balls?
No.
If you want, boy.
No.
No?
Get the jaws of life.
You want me to get the jaws of life?
Yeah,
hey, before we do that, hey, Charlie, is there a note in the counter that I just walked past?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. It says the combination is 456.
Well, that could mean anything. Combination of what? I'll never know.
And that concludes that scene. Another scene I love to do. We see Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes do the, when he's in the middle of a fight, that power of deduction where he sits there.
Slow-mo.
Everything's slow-mos.
And like he predicts it and then he does it.
Yeah. And so it's like he'd like to take down this guy. He's like, I'm going to punch him here.
Yeah.
That's going to do that. It's going to do that. They're going to punch him here. And then all of a sudden it's done.
Yeah.
it'd be criminal not to have Arnie in that scene.
Yeah, it would.
Doing that.
Would you like Arnie as Sherlock working out who, like, how he's going to do
so.
It?
I think so. Yeah, okay. Let's do, yeah. You want to do Arnie for this one?
No, no. I think you can do Arnie.
Okay.
And then I'll be the Brit he's about to beat up.
All right. And we'll do it in the boxing ring?
We'll do it in the boxing ring.
All right.
Hello. My name is Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
And I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to cane you.
He's got a cane me with his last name. Let me quickly do some deduction. Whoosh. Okay. Very well-dressed Englishman.
What are you doing?
Has nice teeth.
Oh, thank you.
Cool accent.
Very cool accent,
first
actually.
Move. Swing left arm to the face. Punching jaw, causing a little bit of an owie.
Wait, what?
Second move.
No, what? Let's go back to
punch
the owie.
In the arm, making him go, owie, that's where I got my arm punched. And he moves it out of the way, exposing ribs.
Wait, hold on. I wouldn't expect
third
that.
Move. You gotta shut up. I'm trying to do something over here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, God, I've had too much heroin today.
No, keep going. It's really interesting.
No, I feel like I'm revealing everything now. I thought I was doing that internally.
No, no, just keep going.
Is this real time? Is the world not slowed down while I'm figuring this out?
No, we're both on some kind of bender.
Oh, God damn
that's
it.
It's fine. Let you finish. It's fine.
Do you... Okay.
Just do what you...
I feel like I gotta start again.
No, just, you just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
You're very supportive considering we're in a fight right now.
It's just... This is boys be boys.
Okay. So boys be boys.
You just keep describing what you're gonna do.
And then what are you gonna do? You're gonna let me do it?
I might do my own.
What? Would you talk through your deduction then?
Yeah, well, you deduct first and then I'll deduct second.
Okay, well, let me finish then, okay?
Yeah.
So after I punch the ribs, I'm gonna stamp his toes, breaking the left toe... And the little one and the big piggy, and I break it, and then he bends down, and then bam, knee to the head.
No.
Go home, make all the monies, and make everyone proud of me. Okay, that's what I was gonna do.
Okay, so that's a really good plan. I like that.
Thank you.
Now I'm gonna use my deduction powers while we're both high on cocaine.
Absolutely.
Cocaine. Co-Michael Caine.
Oh, cool. That's what we call it. I do Robert Downey uppers. While we're making the fun,
I'd approach you. Lick finger, insert into right ear, wet willy.
Oh, God, he just did it. I thought we're doing deductions.
Discomfort as he grab nose and yank. Ow!
Wow, my nosey. Ow!
Grab cigarette, extinguish in belly button.
Didn't even realize he was smoking. Sack! God, it's so deep.
Knee, groin. And to finish it off, a quick knee to the nose.
Well, that one didn't...
Physical recovery, 6 weeks.
Make it 4 weeks.
Mental recovery, 6 years.
No, never. How could he do this to me?
All right, thank you, everybody. That money will be mine. Yeah. Good fight, old sport.
I'm never fighting this man again. He's a demon. He's too quick.
Are you going to be all right?
No, I got like 6 years of mental trauma. And at least 6 weeks of walking around on crutches. You broke my knee.
Yes, but it was all for the money, you see.
Yeah, I thought we were friends.
We're not friends.
Okay.
Anyway, have you got have some cocaine?
Always do. Perfect scene. His ultimate opponent, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Everyone's ultimate opponent.
I think so. One of the scenes I want to do is one of the guys who's actually Blackwood's dad, we find out, dies from being in the bar.
Yeah.
And he's like randomly like, they mix up some, what are they, how do they kill him? Because the thing is, it all seems like magic. And at the end they
boil
explain.
Him? Or was it?
It was some reaction or something. I don't know. But they go through at the end, like everything, how it looks like witchcraft, but it's actually just like all these, you know, things that they've been doing, like all this technology.
Yes, yes. There was something that caused him to boil to death.
It was like the mixture of a particular liquid with the brass of the bath or something. But I want to do Arnie as the guy in the bath because it just seems like fun right before it all happens.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Honey, I'm American.
Of course you are, honey. I'm just drawing a bath. Isn't that funny how we say drawing a bath, by the way, instead of pouring a bath?
I don't think you understand English.
It's hard to hear you through the door. Come in. Notice I'm completely naked in my bath.
Yes, I did notice you're completely naked.
Who's drawing on me now? That's fine. All right.
What do you want me to... Do you want me to leave?
You can leave, yeah. Make sure no one comes and kills me.
That's the most important
thing. It's not going to happen, I promise you.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to sit here in my bath and hopefully nothing bad happens.
Daddy!
Who's talking?
Daddy! Hello? Daddy!
Yes?
It's yeah. me.
Oh, my really young son who's not a piece of shit trying to murder everyone.
Hi.
Hello. How you going, little Sam?
What are you doing, Daddy?
Just having a bath.
Can I have a bath with you?
No, no. You're getting too old for that. You're 14 now. I think it's weird.
When does my voice begin to drop?
I've told you before. You get the bath after me. With all my pubes in there. Oh. I'll tell you what, I've had a very dirty day. You are not going to want this water, but you're going to get it. Because we like to keep things environmental. My friend Santa Claus taught me that. He likes everything to go green, so we reuse the water.
Yeah, but the water usually is green when you're finished.
Well, that's just all my filth and my pubes. And yeah, I like to shave my legs while I'm in here as well.
Well, I mean, I might just leave.
Leave for where?
Well, I'm not going to watch you have a bath.
Yeah, that'd be weird. You're 14 now. Okay, well, you go and do whatever 14-year-old do.
Have you got any of those picture books?
Picture books? Like magazines?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know where they are. We read them as a family for the articles.
It's good journalism.
All right, get out of here. I need to have finish my bath,
bye,
okay? Splish, splash, I was having a bath. No. Rabbit ducky on the down on the
knock,
night.
Knock.
Oh, the hell is this? Come in.
Sir, it's me, the butler.
Yes?
Done a walk around the grounds.
Yeah.
And there's nothing here that's going to hurt you.
Okay, cool. And tell that my son he didn't get ready for his bath. I'm almost done here. I'm just finishing shaving my legs and cleaning up my butt. With this flannel. Yeah.
Would you be like in your robe prepared?
Yeah, please.
All right.
I'm almost ready to get out, long as nothing bad happens to me.
All right. Goodbye, sir.
Bye-bye. Please, please, that was... The end.
Daddy! Are you all right?
You got the bath after me! I think I'm ready to call it.
I think we should, on a bathtub.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? I think, safe to say, we've successfully added him.
So successfully.
Yup. If most of you enjoyed this, please let us know by commenting on Spotify or just following our socials.
Yep.
On TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all the things.
Subscribing. We've got now 13 5-stars on Spotify.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
13. Over 70 episodes, we have 13 5-stars.
Hey, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Hey, it's 12 more than I expected. Thanks for listening. Splash,
bye.
Splash.
Daddy.